This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more. Hey guys, Mike here. Just wanted to introduce what this is on your feed, this episode of The Mikes, and explain what The Mikes is. Basically, we have a Patreon, if you're not aware. I mean, I mention it in pretty much every episode of the podcast, so you should be aware, but it's patreon.com/radiomike, and for as little as $1 a month, you actually get access to 2 bonus podcasts, one each week, so as in 1 week you get one, the next week you get the other. Anyway, I'm sure you understand what I'm saying. One of them is this podcast, The Mikes Podcast. Now, if you've been a long-time listener of this show, you will know that we used to have a bunch of characters on the show, Intern Mike, Editor Mike, and Siggy Mike, and we often talked about their antics. Now, they do this bonus podcast on the Patreon, and as I said, for as little as $1 a month, you get access to this podcast, which is very funny, where Pat, my editor, catches up with all of the mics. And every second week, you also get the Pat and Mike bonus podcast where we answer Patreon questions and we just chat about stuff. Coming up in the future, we are going to be doing a completely improvised Simpsons episode where we do Simpsons impressions of characters and we improvise a complete episode. So that's an incentive to give $1 a month to get access to that. But this is episode 2 of The Mikes Podcast, the second episode of The Mikes, and I'd love for you to give it a listen, and if it's something that you find funny and you'd like to hear more of, consider donating $1 a month to the Patreon, signing up. And if you can't be bothered with Patreon and signing up and all the stuff it makes you do, and you have a PayPal account, feel free to just donate $1 a month or just $12 for, like, let's say a year subscription to Radio Mike Productions. PayPal.me/itsradiomike is the best way to do that. And if you tell me and show me that you've donated, I will send you all the bonus episodes if you ask me. And of course, subscribe to the YouTube, just in terms of subscribers helps us monetize the channel, and all the monetization is really, I'm not looking to become a millionaire off this podcast. I'm really not. I would like to make enough money from this podcast that the podcast doesn't cost me money. That would be my long-term goal for the show. And to be honest, we're getting there. But if you donate $1 a month, which is $12 a year, which is 3 coffees, really. So if you would get coffee with me 3 times in a year, and you think that this podcast is worth that to you. And of course, in the future, I'll also be bringing back Mike Talks and Harry Potter and the Boys, and I will be considering doing Patreon content for those all within the Radio Mike banner. If that's something that's interesting to you, I really implore you to think about jumping on the Patreon, and I would really appreciate your support if you like my stuff. But for now, please enjoy. This was a ton of fun to make, so please enjoy this episode of The Mikes with Pat, Intern Mike, Siggy Mike, and Editor Mike, and a surprise guest. Okay.
Get ready, everybody, because it's time for The Mikes Podcast! Roll call! Radio Mike.
Hey!
Intern Mike. Editor Mike. Siggy Mike. Everyone's here, which means it's time to begin!
All right, welcome everyone to the very second episode of The Mikes. Mike's not here. Oh, 10 seconds in and already fucked it up. You know what? Doesn't matter. We still keep going. That's the spirit and our mission statement here at Radio Mike Productions. We, even when we make mistakes, we keep going. Anyway, as I was about to say, Mike is unfortunately unavailable for this little recording sesh. He asked me to step in, speak to the gang. You know how it is. So yeah, I'm going to be playing the role of Mike today. Well, not playing the role as in, you know, being Mike, but you know, I'll be that like peer, I'll be like that mediator kind of position, so to speak. Anyway, so I'm just here with the gang. I'm just looking around. First off, Editor Mike, how are you doing?
Yeah, look, Pat, I'm doing pretty well. Having a bit of trouble. If you remember my storylines, I was with Siri. Having a little bit of trouble. It's been, you know, nearly 2 years since our wedding in December of 2019. And, we're doing okay. But, you know, Siri is currently learning Spanish, and her Spanish teacher, Felicio Consuelo, he is, look, she's spending a lot of time there, and she says it's innocent. I've decided I might hire a private investigator just to see what she's up to, and because I don't, you know, she might be cheating on me, and but otherwise I'm quite well, you know, just doing a lot of editing.
Well, Editor Mike, that's interesting to hear, and like that's a whole can of worms of itself. We'll get into that in a second, but like I'm kind of surprised that Siri hired like her own private second language teacher. I just would have figured that Google would have been her go-to teacher with her with Google's Translate.
Google Translate. Siri and Google have had a falling out, and
really,
obviously, Steve Jobs and Professor Google, the captain of Google, are they're mortal enemies, and yeah. Have you heard of Professor Google before?
Nah, can't say I have. Is he like a mascot, or is he like the big cheese in charge of the big cheese at the big G?
No, he's the CEO of the big G. So Professor Google is the CEO of Google.
So is that like his birth name, or was that assigned to him?
I'm not too sure, actually. You might have to Google it. You might have to Google it.
I might have to Google Professor Google. Very true, very true.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. So anyway, so this little situation with the second language teacher, their name was?
Felice Consuelo.
Great. Yeah. Okay. Yes. So how did Siri find Felice?
I think she did. Ironically, I do think she did end up using Google to find him. She typed in Spanish teachers. Yes. Yeah.
And Felice was just the first one,
apparently. We might edit that out, because we don't want Steve Jobs to find out that Siri's not using Apple for Googling stuff, for looking up stuff, should say. Yeah.
Well, that's true. I mean, he's only been dead for about 10 years, but we'll do that just in case.
Yeah, no, he's back from the dead. Next person.
That's all right. back from the dead. Okay. All right, great. Well, that's great to hear, Editor Mike. Intern Mike, how are you doing, mate?
Not very good. I had this big incident at school that is really embarrassing, and everyone's making fun of me about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me about it, mate. What happened?
So we were doing our RE exam for religion, and while we were doing the exam, which was complete silence, what happened was I had to sharpen my pencil, so I took my sharpener to the bin. And someone in the exam was just like, "Oh, intern Mike, your asshole is bleeding." And it turns out I've got severe hemorrhoids that all popped, and my bum was bleeding, and it was seeping through my pants. And I had to go to sick bay, and all the teachers were like, "Oh, intern Mike, you fuck everything up. You can't do anything right. Why is your bloody bum bleeding, you idiot? You idiot, go home. Call your mum." And then my mum picked me up and was like, you've been eating KFC again. That's why your hemorrhoids are flaring up and all this blood on my pants. And luckily we got some hemorrhoid cream, so all my hemorrhoids have cleaned up, but it was pretty embarrassing.
That sounds really traumatizing, intern Mike. I'm really sorry to hear that. Anyway, on a slightly
it was really trombonizing.
Okay.
Have you ever played a trombone? I've started learning trombone.
Oh, have you? How far are you into learning the trombone?
I've had two lessons with Mr. Farsons at school. And he said, "Mike, after the hemorrhoid incident, you're never going to learn trombone. You're never going to pick this up. Never." I've got my third lesson tomorrow. I've got to get my teacher to sign my form to say I can leave class to go to my lesson. But yeah,
that's all right.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds all right. Do you think there's something you could do to prove to your teacher that like you're not all this like this scrappy kind of guy and like you've actually got potential?
Well, I can't even. The trombone's a really big instrument, I think, so I can't even pick it up. That's the main. We're still getting to the point. We're still trying to get it so I can hold it, because I'm not that strong.
Really?
So my teacher's like, "You're going to have to learn how to hold the trombone before we can even start a lesson." But yeah.
Well, there's probably people like 5 years younger than you, maybe even 10 years younger than you, who could probably pick it up. And you're saying that you're having trouble at the ripe age of 14.
Can you just hang on one sec? I maybe talk to someone else, because my mum's got to put my hemorrhoid cream on. See ya.
Okay, cool. No worries.
I'm coming now, Mum. I'm coming. Yeah, my bum hurts a bit, but I think it's getting better. All right,
you can take that outside. You can take that outside, intern Mike. That's fine.
You can I didn't know it was still on. I'm going now. Bye.
That's okay. Do you have a key to get back in?
I think he's gone.
Yeah, I was just about to say. Siggy Mike, bit of a big week for you. A little birdie tells me that you were at the tradie protest.
Yeah, nah, it's fucked because, first of all, fire Dan Andrews, stopping us from having our meals in our fucking meal rooms. Like, that's bullshit. And also, look, everyone's entitled to their opinion, I know, so this is mine. You can't force us to get the vax. If we don't want to get the vax, okay, we don't fucking have to get it. So, you know, that's why last night I found out on Google Dan Andrews' address, and tomorrow I'm going to do a shit on his doorstep. And then I'm going to but I'm going to try and make it a really diarrhea-y shit. And I'm going to, in diarrhea, I'm going to try and write Sack Dan on his doorstep. Don't care.
Sack Dan while you drop your Dax. Drop Dax the Sack.
Yeah. Yeah, nah.
Dak and Sack, a classic Dak and Sack.
But other than that, I've just been trying to find my father still. In the first episode, which was like 4 months ago, I was starting this storyline of me trying to find my father. So, yeah, I've still been doing that.
Right, and how far along have you come?
Not too far. Like, I asked my mum, and she was like, I don't know. And that's actually all I've done so far.
Well, it sounds like you've made a lot of progress in 4 months.
Yeah. Nah, I've made a bit. So, you just got to always keep going.
Well, that's true, as they say, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, what about you, man? Have you been, how much you been smoking lately? And what are you smoking?
Oh, not a whole lot. Nothing I can disclose.
How many ciggies you had in the past month?
Oh, big fat zero.
Oh, you quitting? Oh, fuck yeah. Congratulations, mate. Damo from work quit as well, but he's always vaping now. I'm vaping a bit too, but still prefer the Winnie Blues.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going to say, how do you prefer the... How do you find the vapes compared to the cigs?
Well, it's the same kind of hit. Like, it's the nicotine I'm addicted to anyway. So as long as there's nicotine in the vape, it's fine.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's...
But
good.
I did discover a new kind of smoking that's like an ancient... I've discovered an ancient form of smoking online on a website.
Okay.
That, it's an ancient... I think it's like an ancient, Egyptian or something like that. I don't know for sure, but I've read a lot about it. So I've started doing, basically, instead of smoking from your mouth, the ancient Egyptians used to smoke out of their ass. So you put the cigarette in your ass and then you sort of just like, do it with me. Imagine you just like sort of clenching your ass to kind of suck in all the smoke. So
yeah,
just
I'm
do
not
going to
do that. I can imagine that okay. I can imagine
okay,
that.
Yeah. And then so what you do after that is you take it out and then you just basically tense your muscles as if you were doing a shit or a fart and all that smoke just comes out of your ass. And what that does is, according to the website, what that does is it just your body's able to inhale the smoke much easier from your ass instead of your mouth. So it goes to your brain much faster and it's also not as addictive because your bum doesn't have any addictive taste buds, whereas your mouth has the addictive taste buds. That's why all addictions are taste-based.
Right. Well, that's a really interesting thing.
Name an addiction that's not based on taste. They're all based on taste. It's an ancient Egyptian thing.
I suppose you got me there. All right. Editor Mike and Siggy Mike, if you don't mind leaving the room for a sec, I just want to have a private chat with intern Mike, if that's okay.
Yeah, nah, no worries. Yeah, nah, yeah, sure. All right.
Cool, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, intern Mike.
What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? Why do you want to talk to me or by myself? Are you? What the fuck is this about?
Intern Mike, I'm a little concerned for you.
What the fuck?
So,
is this about my trombone?
No, but it's about the pain you're experiencing down there.
What the fuck?
So basically, Siggy Mike has told me about this.
What the fuck?
This new method of.
What the fuck?
Okay.
Wait, Pat, what the fuck?
Mike,
What the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck? I agree. What the fuck indeed? But anyway, just if you just quieten down for a second and just listen to me, I think we might be getting somewhere. So
what the fuck?
With
okay.
your bum issues, so with your bum issues, obviously you're saying that you've had pain. Now, Siggy Mike has just told me about this new method where he's smoking from his bum. Now, obviously in the past, you know, Siggy Mike has gotten you know, doing some crazy things. And I just wanted to just make sure with this bum feelings that you have bum feelings. That sounds weird. Anyway, you know what I mean? Like the pain down there. Has he made you or encouraged you to smoke from your lower region?
No, but I was talking to Jeremy, one of my friends from school, and he went on this website that apparently, like in ancient Egypt or something, they didn't smoke from their mouths. They smoked out of their dicks. So I haven't told my mum, but we've been smoking out of our dicks, but it's kind of hard. And now I've got like this weird, my dick hole doesn't close now because it's the cigarettes kind of, like it's still fine.
Cigarettes?
Yeah, out of my dick. And it's because apparently what happens is the... When you...
I don't think I want to know the details, to be honest, mate.
What the fuck?
All right. Well, look. Anyway, has any of this information... So, you're saying it's just your friend Jeremy. This hasn't come at all from Siggy Mike.
No, I don't really talk to Siggy Mike anymore because, well...
Okay.
He tried to make me smoke out of my bum and I was like, no, I only do the ancient Egyptian dick smoke method. And he was like, nah, you got to do it. You've got to do the bum smoke method. And I was like, no, that's... No. And then I did it and then I burnt my bum. And then I had to tell my mum about my bum. And... yeah. So I just like... I just don't talk to him. He's just a bad influence.
Okay. Yeah. Well, look, that makes me a little happy to hear. As long as you're feeling okay, man. And in turn, like, I just want you to know, if you're ever feeling like... If you have anything you want to talk about that you think you're not comfortable talking about in front of your mum or the rest of the Mike gang, if you want to come to me, by all means, just I'm always here for you, man. Just know that.
Well, I've got a crush on my science teacher. So that's right. I'm getting some weird feelings around that.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's it.
What's your science teacher's name?
Mrs. Galdecki.
Okay. Do you know how old she is?
I think she's retiring next year, so I think she's 70 and she's got 8 kids and 114 grandkids.
114? How do you know this?
She told us we're doing biology in class.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well that's
so she's
some
good yeah, I'll send you a picture. I'll send you a picture.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, actually here, just pass me the phone. Oh, wow. Okay. Not lying at all. That's a really big family portrait. Okay.
I think she's actually 85. All right, I think she's actually 85. I was just lying that she was 70. She's actually 85. You into chicks?
Right.
I'm starting to get into chicks a lot. Are you into chicks?
Are you implying that at one point you weren't?
No, I just... because I'm only 14, so I'm just starting to get those feelings now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And like, are they good feelings? Are they like concerning feelings? Or like,
they're good. Especially for Miss Daldecki. She's hot. She's 85 though, so I've probably on no chance with her. But anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know, Matt. You know, I know I said that like, I'm always here for you, but like, there are some things we probably can't keep to ourselves.
Like
so
what? Name one.
I'll just...
Name one thing.
Nah, that's okay. I don't think I have to go into...
So you're saying that me smoking ciggies out of my dick and having a crush on my 85-year-old teacher who has 114 grandchildren is not something that I should be talking about with you? Is that what you're saying? I'm just serious. Is that what you're saying?
Mike, I'm being serious. I think you need cancer. I think you need counselling. It sounds like you're a lot on
Why
your
do
plate,
I need
man.
Cancer? Why do I need cancer?
Well, if you keep smoking down there, then you might get cancer. But I think you need... Are you aware of the concept of counselling?
Like when you run for, like, the local council Like, you're in charge of the local area. Nah, I don't need that. I just need to stay at school, I think. I might do, like, legal studies in year 10.
Okay, that's cool, man. Yeah. I don't really care. I kind of want to talk to another Mike now. Editor Mike, so... So, Editor Mike, I forgot to ask you before. Obviously...
Yeah.
I don't know why this is funny. I don't know. I don't know.
No, it's not.
It's not on, mate. It's not on. I've got to finish this one up soon.
No, that's cool.
Yeah, that's cool, man. I'll ask you this and I'll let you
go.
Just down to the TAB. Yeah, that's cool, man.
After this, I'm going to the TAB.
Great. So you got married about 2 years ago.
To Siri.
So
and hurry it up because I'm
I'm trying. You're just making it a little bit hard, mate. So you went on your honeymoon last year.
I'm sorry, it's been hard.
That's okay. So you went on your honeymoon last year. Now you got married just before.
I'll stop talking while you're talking because otherwise I think it's going to be tough for us to do a podcast, obviously.
So you got married just before.
So I won't talk. When you're talking, I won't. Sorry, mate. We keep doing this. So I'm trying to say when you're talking, I'm going to try not to talk. And then when I'm talking, you try not to talk. Starting from now, okay?
Okay.
Because that way we'll be able to understand what each other's saying.
I agree.
Yeah.
Am I ready?
Because if there's any talk over, it'd be hard for us, all the listeners really as well, to know what's going on in the podcast.
Well, I'm glad you're concerned for the listeners.
I'm going to make sure when you're talking, sorry, mate, we've done it again. You go. I'll stop. I'm stopping.
All right, cool. All right, so... What I'm trying to ask is, now that you got married just before... Editor Mike, I'm going to need you to just quieten down a bit, if that's all right, mate.
No, I am sorry. I'm just excited to get down to the DAB, so I'm trying to rush it all.
I'll try to let you just talk. If you let me talk, you can get to the DAB sooner, mate. So...
Yeah.
All right. So... You got married just before COVID. Before the pandemic went on, did you have a chance to go on an international or national honeymoon?
Yes. No, I have seen National Lampoon's vacation movies. They are really good.
All right, fuck this. I want to talk to Siggy Mike. You can go to the TAB.
Oh, I'm going to the TAB too with him. So can we wrap this up?
Oh, that's okay. Well, guys, it was great to talk to... Wait a minute. Who's that walking through the door? Oh, is that reporter Mike?
Hello, Pat. It's a pleasure to be back on the show after I never got an official portrait like all the other characters. I didn't get the justice of having a portrait. This is reporter Mike signing off from the news desk.
Well, I'm glad you left the news desk to come join us. Maybe we'll have to get that portrait commissioned. I'm so sorry that never happened, mate. I can't even remember.
This is reporter Mike. Apology accepted.
Oh, well, thank you, mate. I'm really glad you accept that. Or you accepted it for that matter. Anyway, I can't even remember your last appearance. I don't even think we've heard from you since about 2019.
My last appearance, from memory, was Editor Mike's Wedding, the final episode of Season 1. This is reporter Mike, fact-checking you.
Well, thank you for the chat. This is funny. I was about to say fact-check backwards, so that was really funny. But anyway, I'm really glad that we've gotten another appearance from you. I'm a little starstruck.
Sorry, reporter Mike. Would you like to come with us to the TAB after this?
This is reporter Mike confirming I'd like to come to the TAB.
Well,
sorry about that, Pat. What were you saying?
You know what? Let's all go to the TAB. I think it's pretty apparent none of us really want to be here and continue on. I think we all want to go to the TAB. Do we all want to go to the TAB?
I'm not allowed to go to the DAB.
Yeah, well, no one gives a fuck, mate. But does everyone else want to go to the TAB?
Yeah.
All right. Well, then I suppose it's settled. Let's go. Let's go down. Intern Mike, I'll give you my old Game Boy Advance. You can play on that. There you go. Bit of a
can
step
you
down
watch
from the
Pornhub on it.
All right. Let's go to the TAB.
This podcast was a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to check out all our other content. Stay up to date at radio.mike on Instagram and get in touch, radiomikepod@gmail.com.